And we welcome back to the program once again from Milan, Italy, after we spoke with him about a month ago and about 15,000 deaths ago in Italy, my buddy Michele Palumbo. Mickey, how are you doing, man?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing pretty good.
Are you? I mean, how are you holding up over there?
Well, spring is here. Today, I had lunch on my little balcony with Paola, and just a different Monday. Things are going better somehow, but not really, because, you know, nothing is going to change anytime soon.
I was going to say, what is your definition of going better? What does that mean?
Well, it means that the increasing, well, first of all, hospitals are not going crazy, as we said a month ago. So, like, now we have enough beds, we have enough intensive care units, ventilators keep on coming in from anywhere in the world that are sending or and selling those to us. And I mean, I'm sure you heard that Ferrari and Gucci and everybody is changed their production to make, you know, fancy masks and you know, gloves and solution, you know, like to wash your hands. But we are, the government is saying, and data are saying, like statistics are saying that we passed the worst of this thing. The worst days are gone, like the prophet says, and so we are already thinking on what's next. And what's next is the tragedy, because we have to go back to reality and see what this thing is doing and it will do to our economy.
I was going to ask you, I mean, you know, you and I have talked in the past, Mickey, about the you know, you own restaurants and the economy, yeah. You know, it you're dealing with an unprecedented health crisis by creating an unprecedented economic crisis. And I'm just wondering, what is it going to look like when things get back to whatever normal is in Italy?
Well, I'm pretty sure that normal is going to be different everywhere in the world for a long time and probably forever. I think that whenever we're going to end up this lockdown, economy will start again, but very, very, very slow.
How long have you been on lockdown? How long have you been on lockdown?
Well, my restaurant has been closed for almost completely closed for like for a month now. And and we've been in a lockdown since, so a month.
Now, let me ask you, because when we spoke with you about a month ago, you know, you were in a red zone and the situation was escalating and getting worse and worse. Now we talk to you, you're saying things are getting a little bit better, but I know that at 6 p.m. every night, the Italian government holds a news conference where they announce today's totals on the number of people who've been hospitalized and the number of people who have died. And I'm just wondering, how is the nation handling this incredible magnitude of loss?
I know, it's really crazy. Plus, like, every mayor of these little cities outside the big cities, like in the countries or in the valleys or up the mountains, they are saying that statistics are not even real, because they've been having lots of, you know, let's say suspicious deaths of older people, but they just died at home, so they weren't checked for coronavirus, and so they are not in the statistics.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that some people are saying the statistics could be like up to 2 to 4 times worse than what you actually are stating?
Exactly. 4 times. They're actually saying 4 times.
Wow.
Statistics for deaths and statistics for, you know, positive cases of coronavirus.
So when do you leave the house?
Well, I leave the house a couple of times a week wearing gloves and a mask, just to go to do grocery store, one time for, you know, for me and Paula, and one time for my parents. And then eventually I drive by, I go to my restaurants, you know, to check if refrigerators are fine, you know, if anything happened. And that's about it. I spend my time at home.
You going a little stir crazy? You going a little stir crazy?
I'm not going crazy yet. I had a couple of days where probably just about the time we reached the peak of, you know, deaths and all of that, that I kind of got depressed and scared about it for the future, for my parents especially, because they are in their 70s, so I'm kind of scared of what's going to be for them.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, you've known people personally who have been fighting coronavirus. I mean, the numbers are just scary.
Absolutely. I have countless friends that just went by it, just, you know, a few days with just a little cold, and that's it. And I have a few friends that need an hospital. I have a couple that needed a ventilator, and I have a few of my friends' parents that passed, just two yesterday in one day. Seeing that the big hospital I have by my house, where a friend of mine works as a nurse, and she said that last Friday, 80 people died. They didn't know where to put the bodies. And, you know, it's unbelievable if you think that it's 2020. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so that, and the thing is that, you know,
they never probably.
Well, when people pass away, there's no, their loved ones can't be with them because they're not allowed in the hospital. They don't even have a proper burial or anything.
Exactly. And if, you know, if the nurse has time and, you know, has a chance, they might do, like, you know, a FaceTime video call, something like that, you know. But it's not always something possible.
So when you go out of the house, Mickey, and you do what you have to do, because it's only now purely essentials when you go to the store and it just the basics, do you sense that there is still a lot of fear there in Milan?
I did until a couple of days ago. I mean, like 4 days ago, when they started giving better numbers. And so some people already think that we are on our way out of the whole thing, but this is not true. They keep saying, yeah, we're doing a little better, but it's going to take a second for cases to spike up again. And so get, you know, a second wave like everywhere else it's actually happening. So it's going to take a while. And our government is doing very, very little. Like when I hear the money that other countries put in the crisis, like I really feel that, you know, we're not doing enough.
Well, let me ask you, because you are a small business owner. I mean, how about your employees? How have they been holding up, and what have you been able to do for them at all as a small business owner?
Well, what I've done is, like, the day they told us they were supposed to close right away, we had a big meeting with my guys and girls, and I told them that, you know, I promised them that I was going to pay their paycheck, their March paycheck, in advance, as usual. And I did that. Like, I paid, you know, we're supposed to pay on the 10th of the next month, so like April 10th for March, but I paid it April 1st, you know, that because we have some money that we kept for emergencies, and we can hold another month like this, but then we have to go back. We have to have money flowing like everybody else. And we are a bigger company that, you know, has, we only have four restaurants, but there are, you know, family run restaurants that are really, 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 really in big troubles. And a lot of them are not even going to open again.
I mean, Mickey, since we last spoke, there's been over 15,000 people who have died in Italy, and that is going to leave a scar, a mark on that country that will never go away. It just seems unbelievable.
I know. It's unbelievable, And it's also unbelievable what the death rate in our country compared to other countries. So
why is that?
Well, media are saying that, well, first of all, we are an old country. I mean, people live long, especially like outside the big cities. Like,
yeah, yes, Italy has one of the oldest populations, yes, in the world.
Almost 100 when they died, you know.
So mm-hmm.
And plus, we are testing with a swab every single person who dies. And so you can die for whatever reason, but if you have coronavirus, you get counted in the coronavirus deaths. So I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but that's what we are doing.
What do you say to your friends here in the United States, like me and all of your fellow fish heads and others? You know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that maybe there's going to be a tour, even though I kind of find that hard to believe that we're going to get crowds of 20 or 30,000 people in one place at any time soon. But here, you know, we're in a state here in South Carolina. We're the only state east of the Mississippi River and one of only 8 states in the entire country that has not issued a statewide stay-at-home order. And I'm kind of wondering what you think about that.
I think it's very weird. I really don't get it. I mean, I get it. I think that, you know, economy needs to go on. And so you kind of have these two things. You have people dying now for coronavirus and people that might die later because the economy just crashes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I'm not sure what's, you know, in the governor's head when they say that they don't want to do a lockdown. I really don't understand. But maybe they know something that I don't know. So,
I don't know. You've been in the epicenter of really the most tragic country in the world when it comes to coronavirus with the number of deaths you've had. And when you look at our curve, we're on a steeper incline than Italy is. And it gets very disconcerting here in the United States. Is here we are in the first full week of April, and we still have a ways to go where you may have peaked over that curve and are slowly coming down. But I guess to a certain point, when you reach the apex, it sort of plateaus for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We've been on that plateau for the last 4 or 5 days. We're not going actually down.
Wow.
We just slow down the increasing speed.
So what is it that you're looking forward to the most when the time comes that Italy starts to slowly reopen for business?
Well, I just want to go to work. I just want to work 12 hours a day and, you know, feel useful in this world.
Well, what about all your friends and family, though, who've experienced so much loss and heartache and pain? I mean, it's just unbelievable sitting here watching what's happened there. And our numbers in the United States are looking like we're going to be passing Italy. And that's a scary thought.
I know. It's sad. It's something that nobody could have predicted. And nobody was prepared for, and so we just had to hold tight.
Have you and your family and friends, have you all been scared when you get these numbers every night at 6 p.m.?
Sadly, I got used to it.
You've gotten desensitized.
Usually, like in the last few days, we had 800 deaths. Yesterday, it was 500. And my first thought was, oh, wow, nice.
Wow.
You know? Because it was 300 less, but it's 500. It's still 500 that, you know, they were supposed to die, you know, for whatever it is.
Well, I mean, but when you talk to your friends and family and stuff, I mean, how are they doing mentally, you know, psychologically, emotionally, with being locked down for so many weeks and seeing so much death around them?
Ups and downs. Like, I think, like everybody, you know, it's a good time to try to do something else. And so I'm just trying to keep myself busy, and everybody I talk to are doing the same. Like, my dad is binge watching every TV series that it's on any platform. And, you know, my mom is playing cards and whatever.
But you don't see them actually physically, do you?
No, I don't. when I go to do grocery store for them, I just leave them outside the door, and then when I'm gone, I call them and say, hey, open the door, clean everything in those bags and put them away. But I clean everything because there's a lot of people that still is not wearing masks, and you can't just trust right now that who's going to the grocery store is healthy,
Right. Well, they just let me ask you, because they just issued that recommendation here in the United States as a voluntary recommendation that if you go out anywhere in public in the United States, they want you to wear a mask, not necessarily to protect you from getting coronavirus, but to protect you from spreading it, because you could be asymptomatic and not even know you have it and spread it. So that's a way to sort of flatten the curve. But, a lot of people are still thinking, I don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, from today, we have to wear a mask in my region.
Oh, it's mandatory.
Lombardy. It's mandatory from today. A mask, or since masks are still very hard to find, you have to wear at least like a bandana or whatever, a scarf, something that has to cover your nose and your mouth.
Well, I'm just curious, Mickey. Is there any way to describe to people here in the United States just sort of what the whole thing has been like the last month in Italy? Last time we talked, since then you've had 15,000 deaths.
I know. It's surreal. It's a movie. It's something that not even in a bad dream. And just the thought to be in prison in your own home, it's crazy in 2020.
Well, we keep telling people you're not stuck at home. You're safe at home because the virus doesn't move. People move and they carry the virus with them. So if you stay home, you save lives. But is there any way to possibly speculate when things might start to open up a little bit there in Italy? Are you looking at May?
Well, yeah, I think that we will have a chance to go out, but with a bunch of restrictions, like, the 6 feet, etc. I predicted that Monday, May 4th, because here, April 25th and May 1st are national holidays. It's like Labor Day, and like our 4th of July is April 25th. So usually people goes out and party and go to the parks and all of that, so that they will for sure keep us home for those 2 days and let us a little bit free after that, so after our Labor Day.
Yeah, you got to believe that people are going to be a little bit wary about going out into public and going into a big crowd, and it's going to take a while before any kind of normalcy returns as they start to open up businesses and such,
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, man, are you, and how about you yourself? You're doing okay, though?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just, concerned about my parents. That's my only fear, my parents have to be fine. Then everything else I can work on it, I can work on my job, on everything, but my parents' health is not under my control.
Well, we have been saying that at least it's 420 all month long, so you can celebrate accordingly, maybe that way. So for medicinal purposes only, of course. Even though, of course, nowadays, and you're a former smoker, aren't you glad that you're not anymore? Because people who smoke seem to be more open to the possibility of coronavirus.
Yeah, totally. I was never like a hard smoker, I only smoke when I drink.
Now, I was going to say, how's your liver doing being stuck inside?
Well, pretty good. I was alone for 2 weeks, and then Paola, my fiance, came here because we live very close by. So the first 2 weeks that I was alone, I partied a lot, and I had, the worst food ever and wine. But now that she's here, it's just vegetables and being healthy and water.
Well, we had a lot of people who asked about you after we spoke to you at the beginning of March. And so I wanted to check back in with you now that we're in the beginning of April and great, just see how you're doing over the last month.
Well, holding tight.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Mickey, and I'm so sorry that for you and your entire nation that's had to go through this. And of course, now we're in the thick of it here in the United States, and the numbers are going to get pretty scary. And you know, when we talked to you at the beginning of March, you sort of warned us what was coming. And now here we are at the beginning of April, and it's here. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, just to see if there's some light at the end of the tunnel and how things are going over there in Milan. So I really appreciate it, man.
I hope that we'll talk in a month, and I will tell you that everything is going back to sort of normal.
Do people think that generally speaking, though, that the government has done a good job on handling this in Italy or not?
Well, of course not. I mean, who's happy about what his government does, really? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can always do more. You can always do it in a different way, but now it's time just to do it. You know, then we think about it.
Are people thinking that now, that that Italy should have done more, say, back in February leading into March, should have been more aggressive?
Well, yeah, because the WHO said that there was going to be a pandemic like in the end of January, and so we knew that. You know, the old world knew it was coming, so nobody did enough.
Well, Mickey, I just, like I said, I'm really sorry you've had to go through this, and you still are. And when we see the numbers over there in Italy, it's just mind-boggling to think that many people have died in such a short amount of time. And now we're going to see what happens here in the United States, and we are going to check back in with you and see how things are going. Okay, buddy?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for the call.